Xiaomi Lazarus corresponding to Bavli, Bechoyres, Daf Dalet, begin new Xiaomi on Daf Zion and Base, the Mishnah at the foot of the page. If a fig tree is standing in the courtyard, he may eat one fig at a time and be exempt, but if he combines them, they are obligated. Shimon says he may have one in each hand and one in his mouth and still be exempt. He may climb to the top of the tree and fill his bosom and eat. Gefen chinatura b'chotza noitel eskol ha'eshkol v'chem b'rimoin v'chem b'batiach divrei Rabbi Tarfon. The Tarfon says that if a vine is planted in a courtyard, he may take an entire cluster and eat without tithing. The same applies to a pomegranate and a watermelon. Rabbi Kiva omer magal b'eshkol u'piruet b'rimoin v'sefes b'batiach. Rabbi Kiva says he may eat them grape by grape, seed by seed from the pomegranate, or piece by piece from the watermelon. If coriander is planted in a courtyard, he may pick leaf by leaf and eat, but if he combines them, then they are obligated. See ezoiv and coronis, which are different types of hyssop. If they are in a courtyard, if they were protected and therefore not ownerless, then they are obligated. If a fig tree was standing in a courtyard and leaning into a garden, a person may eat in the usual way and is exempt. If he was standing in a garden and leaning into a courtyard, he may eat them one at a time, but if he combined them, then he is obligated. If he was standing in Eretz Yisrael and leaning into Chutzlaretz, or vice versa, everything follows the location of the trunk. Concerning houses of walled cities, everything follows the trunk. And concerning cities of refuge, everything follows the foliage. And concerning the limits of Yerushalayim, everything follows the foliage. The Gemara says, Tani noisnim loishos v'fetzeba ha'mishoina shnia shlishis. The Gemara brings a b'risa, the person has already picked one fig, but hasn't yet eaten it. Give him time to bruise the first fig up to 3 times to make it edible, and then pick a second fig before eating the first one. Rabbi Yonah b'shem b'zera, she says she in liket es ha'shniya b'seich k'deshos, ha'oshayim, she say, nitblu shteyim. Rabbi Yonah, quoting the b'zera, explains that if he picked the second one within the bruising time of the first one, then they combine. Rabbi Yumya, boy, izoik at ha'oshayna l'mala me'avi asar, re'espika l'yet li'red l'mata me'avi asar at ha'liket et ha'shniya nitblu shteyim. Yuma asked the question, if he threw the first fig above 10 tefachim from the ground, and before it fell below 10, he picked a second one, do they both become tevel, or since he picked the second before the first fell, they don't combine? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Reb Shimon says he may have 3 in each hand, and 3 in his mouth, and he's still exempt. Reb Shimon, al yedei dehava achlan hava mashaya gal mekein. Since the blazer of Shimon would eat many figs, he evaluated it for himself, that amount does not combine. The blazer of Shimon, Aza, Legabe, Shasev Josi, Ben Lukunya, Chamoy, Havamazigle, Behu, Shasi, Mazigle, Behu, Shasi. The blazer of Shimon went to the house of his father-in-law, of Josi, Ben Lukunya, poured cup after cup, and he drank them in one shot. Amalei, Loshimas, Minavuch, Kama Adam Sach, and waste the place. Rabbi Josi said to the blazer, didn't you hear from your father how many swigs a person may take a cup of wine rather than drink it in one shot? Amalei, kamoishi, achas, b'soinim shtayim, b'chamin shalosh, v'leshur hachomim lo b'yeincha, shu noev lo b'koischa, shu kotlan lo b'kresi, shuhi v'achva. Another said to Rabbi Yosi, undiluted wine in one swig, and diluted with cold water in 2 swigs, with hot water in 3 swigs, and Chacham didn't evaluate regarding your wine, which is very pleasant, nor according to your cup, which is small, nor with my stomach, which is broad. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kalcha, sabach le chala v'achamra, Amalei, lama at sabach liken? Amalei, ad the arkas va'azlis lecha lelutkir. Amalei, v'loi kotsim pesichim kasachti. Amalei, v'loi hoya lecha lelech l'sefer oil l'aniach v'alagina shiyakots es hakotsim. Yeshua ben Kalcha shouted to Rabbi Loza, vinegar, son of wine. Rabbi Loza said to him, why are you shouting to me, at me in that way? Rabbi Yeshua said, as you should have run away to Lutkir. He was referring to when Rabbi Lazar was appointed by the Romans to catch Jewish thieves and hand them over to the authorities, as appears in the Bavli, above Matzia, on that page on the base. Another said, didn't I wipe out evildoers in the world when I did this job? Yeshua said, you should have gone to the end of the world rather than done it. Leave it to the owner of the garden, Hashem, to cut down his thorns. The question the Gemara asks is, the Mishnah taught that he may climb to the top of the tree and fill his bosom and eat. If a fig fell down into the courtyard, is it permitted to return it to the top of the tree and eat it there? And the Gemara suggests an answer from the Tosefta. If a person brought figs from the field to eat in an unprotected courtyard, and he forgot and brought them into the house, he may return them to the courtyard and eat. The same should apply here. The Gemara rejects that by saying, that there he returns it to an exempt place, but here, figs in a tree above 10 tefachim are considered to be in the courtyard, although in a different domain. However, once they were brought down, they became obligated. Now, which case compares to the Braisa? If he's standing on the top of the fig tree, since he is in another domain. The Gemara asks, well, for Shichacha, is it like standing in a city or like standing inside the courtyard? The Gemara answers that bring a proof from a similar case. The Tosefta says, if a person was standing in his field and he said, I know that the workers forget the sheaves in a certain place and they forgot them there, they are not Shechacha. Haya Oimed, by ear should say, Ba'amah Yodani Shapaylem Shechim Oimed Shemakam Poyle Shachu, Oye the Shechacha, Yashiv Basadeh, Shachachta, Vlebe Eve Shachachta. If he was standing in the city and he said, I know that the workers forget the sheaves of a certain place, if they then forgot them, they are still Shechacha, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Per Kof Dalad, Pasuk base, in the field and you will forget, but not in the city. The Gemara is unclear as to which of the cases of our question is similar. The Gemara leaves the question unanswered.